You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Now on to another story about a country facing some financial issues, not one you might expect. Canada's central bank has cut its key interest rate and slashed its economic outlook in the second quarter, thanks to the impact of lower oil prices and weaker demand for exports. Now, that could be troubling on its own, but it also marks the second straight quarter where Canada's GDP contracted. And that, my friends, is the textbook definition of the R word, recession. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Canada made it through the financial crisis virtually intact. Now its good luck might be running out. But while two quarters of negative economic growth might be the, according to Hoyle, definition of a recession,
I'm really hesitant to call it a recession at this point.
Jeremy Kronick is a senior policy analyst at CD Howe, an economic policy think tank based in Toronto.
We have to have some duration of negative growth. We have to have, obviously, certain amplitude. But maybe more, even more importantly, we need it to be widespread.
Kronick points out that the downturn is largely caused by one industry, energy. Crude oil, found in Canada's western provinces, is the country's top export. Arlene Kish is a senior Canada economist for IHS. Despite the steep cutbacks in the oil industry, she says other sectors, such as retail and housing, are doing quite well.
So consumers are still out there spending. Incomes are still rising. So it's not as if we're facing any major challenges on the household front.
And since Canada's main trading partner, the United States, is still doing well, any threat to the broader North American economy usually runs from the United States north.
When they sneeze, we catch a cold, right? So when Canada has a recession, it's typically not going to be felt that big in the U.S.
Kish says low interest rates and a favorable exchange rate with the U.S. dollar should eventually boost the manufacturing sectors located in Ontario and Quebec, which are heavily vested in aerospace and the auto industry. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.